USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A man is holding people hostage at the Congregation Bethel Synagogue in Colleyville, Texas, which is near Dallas. KRLD radio reporter Andrew Greenstein.
A man stormed into the synagogue as the live stream Shabbat services were wrapping up, and he took about four people hostage, including the rabbi. Now, the live stream picked up the man saying things like he wants to talk to his sister on the phone and that he desires death more than the hostages desire life. Now, police have evacuated the area, and SWAT is on the scene continuing to negotiate with the man.
Hospitals are continuing to struggle to keep up with the waves and surges of mostly unvaccinated COVID-19 patients. Washington Governor Jay Inslee said he's had to call in his state's National Guard to help out.
You want to help hospitals handle the volume of patients.
This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Efforts by the White House to pass federal voting rights legislation went nowhere in the Senate after two Democrats made it clear they wouldn't approve changes to the filibuster. Senate Republican Roger Wicker of Mississippi.
Thank heaven for Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema this past week for withstanding the browbeating, the unbelievable pressure that they got from their caucus.
A fire broke out at an industrial complex in New Jersey. The fire broke out just after 8 at Majestic Industries in Passaic. No injuries were immediately reported. Smoke from the fire billowed across the Hudson River into New York City and more than 50 miles into the Atlantic. Majestic Industries manufactures furniture for casinos. Flames spread to an adjoining building used by Qualco, but didn't reach the chlorine pellets that are manufactured there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The investigation into the shooting death on set of the movie Rust is continuing, with the focus now going to the lead actor.
Alec Baldwin's phone is now in the custody of police as authorities continue to investigate last year's fatal Rust movie set shooting. A spokesman for the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office confirming to CNN that Baldwin gave his phone to law enforcement officials in Suffolk County, New York. A spokesperson saying that the police department's now in the process of getting data off Baldwin's phone. Baldwin maintains he never pulled the trigger, saying the gun went off after he pulled the hammer back. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A snowstorm is blanketing the southeast and northeast with rain, snow, and ice. Up to a foot of snow has already fallen across the region, with officials warning of hazardous travel. Winter storm warnings and watches were put into effect from eastern North Dakota to northern Missouri, just ahead of the snowfall. Some people are familiar with an Alberta Clipper. This system originated in Canada as a Saskatchewan Screamer. Bridges in the Des Moines area are covered with ice, and some roads east of Des Moines are completely covered with snow. Forecasters say much of the state of Iowa can expect at least a foot of snow. Strong winds may also cause blowing and drifting snow during the storm. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.